Welcome to anyone who's picked up this CD and may be looking for some help, looking for something more, perhaps facing a challenge or a problem, an issue of illness, either emotional, mental or physical. It doesn't make any difference. For once you've learned to go into a deep state of still meditation, using your breathing to help you, as I can take you on an inner journey, you will find a help. Something will come into your life that perhaps you've never experienced before. For all of us take our breathing for granted, but we can use it as a focus to take us on an inner journey to another part of ourselves that perhaps hitherto we never thought possible or even existed. For I've been a healer now for 25 years, a spiritual healer, and in the hospital where I've been working, they call me a natural healer and teacher of meditation. I work with patients, staff, the bereaved, the carers, the families, and this will reach anyone, whatever their problems may be. People have had my CDs without even having met me and found benefit. So whether it's difficulty with sleeping, difficulty to cope with your life, problems emotionally, physically, or if you're in pain, it makes no difference, for it will help. It hasn't any side effects. It isn't a drug. It's very, very simple. So sit comfortably. Find a quiet place. Light a candle, perhaps, as a focus. Wherever you are, do not drive your car when you're listening to me. So I'm teaching you to let go. It is the very opposite of hypnosis and mind control. It's actually learning to let go of your mind and to go on an inner journey to find what you may term the higher self. It is non-denominational. If you are religious and you do believe in God, this will not interfere with your beliefs in any way. If you're struggling and lost and wondering and searching, this will help you to find what you're searching for. In the human mind, there is so much potential which is untapped. We are holistic, mind, body and spirit. And the spirit is the missing link that medicine fails to address. One of my patients many years ago referred to my work as a three-legged stool. She said there was the medicine, the surgery, but the missing leg and the missing part was the spirit. Without the spirit and without that missing leg, the stool would fall over. And what is the spirit? We refer to it without understanding, the mind, body, spirit, soul aspect of ourselves. The essence, the guiding force, the divine, the creative force, God's love, the Christ, the Buddha. It doesn't matter what you want to call it, from what perspective you may see it, or even not see it. This cuts through all our concepts, all our conditioning, all our life beliefs that we've taken on board since childhood. And takes us to a place within ourselves of perfection and truth and love and light, the very essence of our being, eternal and infinite, the part of ourselves that is forever. And once we've invited it into our lives and let it take us by the hand and show us the way, handing over to it, away from mind and thought and the everyday, then it is a little like the poem by Robert Browning, for he talked about the imprisoned splendour within, the spirit, the soul, that's what he meant. And here we are, tapping into it, releasing it, allowing it to come through and to show us the way. For it knows far better than we do what our needs truly are. So the hardest thing for any of us to do is to stop the thoughts. They're incessant, they come across the mind relentlessly. And so I want to take you into the idea that perhaps we're finding another radio station. If you have even the TV controls in your hand, you can flick from one station to another. And you're totally unaware of Channel 1 running alongside Channel 2 until you switch over. And this is very similar. It's finding another station on another vibration, almost like tapping into another world that runs silently alongside our fast, busy material world that we're struggling in. And we need to stop, to chill, to pull back, to find it. So focus on the breathing. Bring in with the in-breath everything that's constructive and positive, and with the out-breath, let go of all the stress, anxieties, and all the issues in your life. Bring in again everything positive, seeing yourself in control and holding the reins. And let go all fear, apprehension, and fears for tomorrow. And drift gently into a deeper state of being, deep within yourself, far away from the everyday world, feeling around you a warmth and reassurance and comfort as you leave the everyday mind behind. And if the mind is still active, just don't worry about it. See your mind as though it's a television screen and watch the thoughts coming across one by one. They'll come and they'll go. Another thought will come. But you've gone far beyond those thoughts. Almost as though, like on the central heating system at home, you may have an override switch. So you press your override switch and you've gone way, way beyond the thoughts, to another world, to a beautiful place within your own consciousness, as though travelling through an inner gateway. And you can make this lovely place anything you wish. Some people will just produce something for themselves, like a bluebell wood or a golden beach. It's your sacred space. It's your own Garden of Eden. It will welcome you and enfold you and help you in your outer life. The more you travel there, the more you go to it. For you're reaching your higher self, another aspect of you. But the intellect and the everyday mind dismisses it. Scientifically, intellectually, we cannot grasp our spirituality. Spirituality does not mean spiritualism. They are two totally different words with different meanings. This has nothing to do with clairvoyance or spiritualism. It is finding your inner self, your own higher being, and learning to bring this strength through into your everyday life. For it tries to speak to us constantly, and we don't listen. It doesn't come as a voice. It may come intuitively as a thought that won't disappear, incessantly coming back again and again. It may come to us in dreams. Strong thoughts trying to push us in another direction. And the classic one is exhaustion. Overdoing things. Thinking that you're managing when you're not. Not taking time out for yourself, to replenish, to re-energize. Each and every one of us must have you time and me time. It's essential for physical, emotional well-being. And when we address our own inner self and our spiritual self, we feel an uplift, a wonderful feeling, particularly if we meditate in groups, as I teach. For each and every one of us, when we've left our ego, everyday self, and connected within, we feel a warmth and a comfort descend upon the group, so powerful that after we've finished meditating, nobody wants to speak, nobody wants to talk. They just sit there and just feel so wonderful. And the same thing happens in my one-to-one sessions in my room. People say over and over again, but I don't want to come out of it. I could stay here forever. What is this lovely feeling? Why can't I keep it forever? Why will it have to disappear? Well, it doesn't disappear. It's been with us always, but we've been too preoccupied. We've never given it credence. We've never given it acknowledgement. We've never brought it or invited it into our life. And the way to do that is to become still. And in the stillness, when the mind and the thoughts are not active, inactive, then we can self-heal. We can self-empower. We can change the course of our lives for the better. We become better people and have more humanity and caring. We're no longer as selfish. For we've stepped into an inner world of grace, of love, of light, of truth, which everyone for centuries has been seeking, writing about in scriptures, in books, building religions around it. Unfortunately, most of the religions today have become very fanatical and have long lost that deep inner truth which was there originally when they were formed. And it's all about love. They call it unconditional love, but no words from any dictionary can describe the divine, the love that comes from something higher that we all cry out to in time of need, whether we believe or not. We reach higher than ourself and cry out, oh God, help me, Allah, help me, whoever you're crying out to and believing in. Even if you don't believe, you will still look to something in time of stress and real trouble. So this may help you on this inner journey to have some fuller understanding of the true meaning of life. For you must at some point have questioned, why am I here? Who am I? What's it all about? And when I give talks to staff at the hospital, some of them are very young and haven't experienced life yet. But they still come to me with emotional issues when they've split up from relationships. They come to me when they've had a bad shoulder or a painful neck or a migraine. And most of them are coming round now and losing their scepticism. Little notes are pushed under my door asking me for help. The stress comes into our lives on so many levels. One doesn't have to have a dire prognosis or diagnosis or be extremely ill. There are stress-induced problems that affect us physically on all levels. Hardly any of us escape it. And one of the first signs is lack of sleep, and this will help to change your sleep pattern. Many people take the CD to bed with them. So drift with my voice. The healing energy comes through the vibration of voice and hands. Feel safe. Be still. And practice this as often or whenever you wish. Never try and force it. Sometimes the mind is too active and it's impossible to do it. But just sit comfortably. Watch your breathing. Watch the breathing from the stomach going in and out. Don't do anything special. Don't try too hard. This comes perfectly naturally and easily. And gently, just be and let go and understand that the point of power for our life is now. Yesterday's gone. We can't change it. Nobody knows about tomorrow. All the worrying in the world won't make any difference. Now is all we have. And in spirituality, there is no sense of time. Only now. So for a little while, let all the mind control go and just be in this inner space of love and light and feel safe, feel protected and cared for. Ruth.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.